Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of March 17th, 2018. My name is Signe and I'm your phonologist for this week. The temperature continues to warm and cool. In the ditch along Rebecca's Drive, there are little puddles that are frozen in the morning and melted in the afternoon. On Saturday, it was quite mild, and a mourning dove was heard cooing its sad call along the West Knife River Road. Last week, crows were observed flying in pairs through the air, and this week, one was seen carrying a stick as it flew above London Road. The nesting season has begun. One single great-gray owl was seen this week sitting on a signpost. While riding her bike on Saturday, which was warm and sunny, Miss T.G. spotted pussy willows opening on several bushes along the roadside ditches. Be sure to watch and listen for the first of spring in your area. For example, the first robin, the first grouse drumming, or the first red-winged blackbird singing its song. All it takes is a few warm days for nature to respond. Sam observed that the snow that was up to the road's height is now like a foot down. At Lily's house on Saturday night, she and Amber were listening to a lonely wolf call that was about a mile and a half away. On Tuesday night, Amber and her brothers were taking a walk and heard wolf howls. Later, her brother saw a huge buck run across the road. On Sunday night, Amber saw a bat fly across the road. Early Friday morning, a wolf was seen walking very carefully across the snow. It seemed like it was afraid to break through. Suddenly, its front paws went up and plunged into the snow. It was catching mice. This time, it missed. Then it trotted off into the woods. The tiptoeing behavior was over. On Monday the 19th, Elliot and Jocelyn went outside to the parking lot to observe a wild tom turkey. On the turkey was a tuft of feathers hanging from its chest, which was called a beard. The turkey was just standing in the parking lot, tucking up one foot. He didn't seem to mind the cars driving by. The turkey did block a car from getting out of the parking lot, and once the car figured out how to get around the turkey started following the car. He was also seen opening up his fan tail, puffing out his beautiful greenish bronze feathers and rattling them in quite an impressive display. He waddled along in bright red, and his head turned blue. At our school, we are collecting sap from our maple trees. On Monday, the bucket was half full with sap. Most of the sap we got from the warm day on Saturday. On cold days and nights, less sap is collected. Elliot noticed that the tamarack twigs we cut from January 18th were dry, brown, and wrinkled, but the ones from February 1st were green and soft. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.